HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Minding My Business, the CEO story with Ramesh Menon and Rishi K. 94.3
Radio 1. Hello. It's been a tragic week in many ways because of the passing of our Chief of Defence Staff, General Bipin Rawat, and his wife in a helicopter crash. Our deepest condolences to the bereaved family. At the other end of the spectrum, there's still a part of India that's obsessing about the Vicky Kaushal Katrina Kaif wedding in Rajasthan. I'm Rishi K. This is Minding My Business, the CEO story. Let's say hello to the CEO of Fever Network and Radio 1, my co-host, the one and only Ramesh Menon.
Hey, hi everybody. Hello, Rishi. Yes, you're right. Life throws up pain and pleasure and sometimes pain gossip as well. You know, we're in the media industry and we've seen that right through the week. And we are prepared for everything, and I'm sure everybody needs to be prepared for that as well. So roll with it. Let's get on with it. Good news is, though, that our show remains rock steady. We're still learning vital lessons from these inspiring business leaders that we're meeting. And today, our iSchool guest represents the cream of India in...
Good one. iSchool guest represents the cream of India Inc. Good one, Ramesh. Now, considering ice creams are at the core of his business, that's a super description. He's, of course, expanding his ambit into desserts, and you will find out. Please welcome Mohit Khattar, Chief Executive Officer of Gravis Foods Private Limited, the good people behind the delicious Baskin Robbins. Hey, hi.
Hi, Rishi, and hello, Ramesh. Great to meet you guys. And thank you for the wordplay. I loved it.
Yeah, you know, Rishi is rubbing off on me, actually. You know, and personally, Mohit, you know, I love the way you've enabled your business to grow faster, built management depth across your organization. Wonderful to have you on the show.
Absolutely a pleasure. And to be honest, you know, when you join a company like Gravis with Baskin Robbins as the core brand, you take your role as the CEO perhaps a little differently. You know, you look at yourself more as perhaps a chief happiness officer, because that's what the products are intended to do. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I do believe that our role as an organization and our role as a brand is to ensure that, you know, we can play a part in the lives of customers to bring them some amount of joy, some amount of happiness, be a part of their good moments, be a part of their celebrations, their little joys, and so on and so forth. And that's essentially, you know, that thought itself is pretty refreshing, very rejuvenating, and keeps you going.
Well, Ramesh, I have to tell you, one of my most memorable conversations on air as well as off air have been with Mohit when he was heading things at Nature's Basket, Godrej Nature's Basket at the time, both in studio and outside in the picturesque terrace at Godrej headquarters, Godrej One. So
I distinctly recall that as well, Rishi, with our respective nectars in our hands across the table. I do recall that very clearly.
You should have some more of those kind of conversations.
Absolutely.
Mohit, let's begin by asking you about your winter wonderland menu. What's that all about?
You know, for many of us in the country, winter is not usually associated with ice creams per se. You know, winter is all about gloominess and, you know, days where you are kind of ensconced just inside your quilt, inside the house. Those are not days which are bright or anything like that, remotely even close to that. Normally, people in the ice cream industry kind of, you know, take a little bit of a breather at that time. And this is when we were questioning ourselves and saying, okay, what is it that we can do to bring some energy back into the lives of our customers? Can we do something which is different? And that's where the thought of Winter Wonderland originated. We said, okay, let's make winters a time where we can re-engage with our customers, you know, do something which is perhaps a little bit different, bring a couple of products which bring a smile to your face, which bring you some warmth, some joy. And that's really how the thought originated. So Winter Wonderland is all about different kinds of products that we brought to the table. And it's our way of showing how ice creams and desserts can turn even the coldest days and make it, you know, warm and happy and exciting.
Nice. Now, let's get into the details, all the delicious details. What comes in the new winter menu in terms of products and, you know, the offerings?
Well, to begin with, we've got a range of, you know, fun new flavors. I mean, by and large, Rishi and, you know, Ramesh, both of you know that in the ice cream industry, flavors have tended to be around products or ingredients that go into it. So there's a mango ice cream, and there's a strawberry, and there's a chocolate, and so on and so forth. We just tried to mix things around a bit. So we have a range of fun flavors. We have a flavor that's called Shooting Star. We have a flavor that's called My Mother is an Alien. We have a flavor that's called Winter Tiramisu, and so on and so forth. These are special flavors developed for the winter in our country and for our consumers here. And then for the first time, we have thought of extending our brand beyond ice creams and taking it to maybe another adjacent category. And Ramesh, you would understand adjacencies well, given the fact that you come from a retail background as well. So extending ourselves, you know, from ice creams into desserts. Now that's, and again, you know, it's coming from the fact that by and large in the industry, you know, winter is not necessarily the best time. So we thought, how about bringing something warm that people can consume as a dessert during this time of the year. So it's all about, you know, hot sizzling lava cakes, about waffles, about warm brownies, and so on and so forth, mixed around as sundaes, you know, with ice creams. And trust me on one more thing, nothing warms you better in winter than a good scoop of ice cream. It sounds a little counterintuitive because, you know, in the winter having a cold ice cream, but trust me, it actually warms you. It's a scientifically proven fact.
I completely agree. I just bought something on the way. I didn't realize, you know, it didn't connect that I was going to do this interview with you, but I just bought it.
Awesome.
And I was looking at the new packaging as well, and the new brands. So the product names are very unusual.
Yeah.
Definitely not the stuff that you would come across normally, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, how did you decide on these? And a name like MMIIA, and I realize it is My Mother is an Alien. How did you come up with these names?
Well, in general, Baskin-Robbins has been innovating flavors for the last God knows how many years, maybe 50, 60 years. And we've always taken a bit of creative leap. You know, even many, many years ago, we launched a flavor called Mississippi Mart, which happens to be our fastest selling chocolate flavor, even today, which is a mix of chocolate and brownies and so on and so forth. So it was a creative leap at that point of time. Today, of course, everybody understands, you know, what are we talking about? But I think the process for us hasn't changed. The process is still pretty much the same. And in our internal deliberations, you know, my team was going completely wild. And we had suggestions when we first kind of zeroed in on a name like this for a product like My Mother is an Alien, which incidentally is a, you know, it's a confluence of different kinds of flavors and textures and ingredients. There were suggestions right from My Mother-in-Law is an Alien to My Mother is an Alien. And we zeroed in on the one we thought could be more acceptable.
There seems to be a lot of excitement in the air. Baskin-Robbins has always been known for ice creams, but you briefly mentioned you're entering the warm dessert space.
Dessert space, yes.
You've got to elaborate, please.
Yes. So, you know, ice creams have been popular around the world. And along with ice creams, we have, you know, we recently, maybe about a year or two ago, we also ventured into other adjacent categories like thick shakes. We thought, you know, that was a category that could perhaps, you know, resonate well with our target consumers. Sundaes is a space, you know, cold sundaes is a space we've been into for some time. And this was a kind of natural extension in a way, Rishi. And we felt that, you know, at this point of time in the year, when your body actually craves for things that are warm or hot, people don't necessarily look at ice cream as a suitable solution, even though ice cream gives you that, you know, kind of warmth that you need in the winters. And that is proven by countries like the United Kingdom or any of the other colder countries where ice cream consumption does not go down in the winters. And here we, of course, in India, the consumer behavior has been shaped by different realities, and people have not been so keen to experiment with ice creams during this time. So this was our way of telling them that, you know, here is an opportunity for you. Here are warm desserts and here are new ice cream flavors that you can engage with all over again, not only satisfy your taste buds, but also keep you warm. And that's really where the core of the thought or the crux of the thought came from. Very happy with the kind of range that we've been able to put together and what we have introduced in the market. Very happy also with the kind of response that we are getting. So all in all, seems to be, you know, a good wicket to be on at this time.
That's wonderful. Okay, at this point, we're going to break the format.
Okay.
Instead of all the fun that we are anticipating in winter, this is going to be new for us too, something we've never done before on the show. But we've figured that since your brand is so much fun and you're planning so much fun this winter, we're going to do something totally fun with you.
Absolutely.
So,
Let's just say that this is Minding My Business, the CEO Story's answer to Coffee with Karan.
Oh my God.
So
are you going to give me a hamper?
Well, depends how well you do. Okay. I'm just joking. Let's see how innovative you are coming up with answers to these tricky ones. So this is a rapid fire, Mohit.
Okay, first question, do I go?
Yeah.
What are your favorite accessories of an alien's mom?
pretzel earrings and maybe, what else? Maybe a chocolate stole.
Pretzel earrings. That's lovely.
I didn't expect we'd be asking these questions.
Well, surprise, surprise, Ramesh. Now, shooting star, the ice cream flavor. You have only three words to describe it, Mohit. Only the three words. Which ones would you use? One, two, and three.
I'll give you two options. You can choose dreams come true. And the second three independent words would be popping, magical, fun.
Cool.
That's a nice one. So let's say you're having a rough day, Mohit. Which warm dessert would you choose for comfort and why?
Easy one. The sizzling lava cake with Baskin Robbins vanilla ice cream. Nothing beats it.
Can't go wrong. Okay, this one's about ODing on your goodies. If you could have an unlimited supply of one Baskin Robbins ice cream, with just the one flavor, which one would it be and why?
For me, it would be our newly launched flavor, winter tiramisu. Chocolate flavor, nice cake, cheesy, perfect for any type of weather. Very nice.
You're a man of fine taste, I must say. Here's the last one in this rapid fire round directed to you, Mohit. If you weren't the CEO of Gravis Foods, what would you rather be?
This is a tough one because I have various choices. When I was growing up, it was, I wanted to be a doctor. I no longer wish to be a doctor. No offense meant to anyone, but I'm pretty happy. I would have been pretty happy being a sommelier somewhere or being a flavorologist, ice cream taster. I love that job. So in a way, this is my dream job.
Sommelier, an ice cream sommelier. That's interesting. Yeah. Well done on the rapid fire, Mohit. You just proved to us all over again that you're really, really quick on the uptake. And obviously, we can never give you a hamper which would match up as well to a Baskin Robbins hamper. So
maybe a hamper of songs.
That's a good one. That we can do anytime. Now listen, since I'm a music man and I know you're really passionate about music, I thought I'd slip in something music or song related. What song, Mohit, does Shooting Star Ice Cream remind you of?
Shooting Star, the song remind me of? Or do you want me to tell you a song on the Shooting Star?
Yeah, you can do that. Correct.
I remember hearing a song maybe sometime back. I don't remember the... was it Owl City or was it... I'm not quite sure. Shooting Star by Owl City? Yeah, maybe something.
I'm going to give it to you. There are two Shooting Stars. One is by Owl City and even before that by a band called Bad Company, which is Paul Rogers, Mick Ralphs.
Okay, right.
So, fantastic. Great stuff.
That was Rishi with his music. I know.
He got me there, so...
you've been CEO of Gravis Foods now for almost 5 years. Tell us some interesting anecdotes, experience at work that you'll always remember.
Not about one experience, but I'll tell you about a time that, we were thinking about our business and how we could kind of grow as a business. So it's not just about Baskin Robbins and, what can we do to engage with customers who are perhaps chasing lifestyles other than, regular consumers. And then we figured that there was a whole host of consumers, who were making lifestyle choices, which were very different. People, were following different kinds of diets. People were following different kinds of routines, were becoming more fitness conscious and so on and so forth. And that's when we brought in a new brand called the Brooklyn Creamery, which was a brand that we introduced about a year and a half ago. And so that entire process of, working on the brand and the products and developing the packaging and introducing the flavors and then having a different business model for it. I mean, that entire process has been quite memorable. It's also been very rewarding because the brand's been very, very well received. It's doing really well, growing really well. We're receiving really good feedback on it. So that entire process has been very, very memorable. So it's not about just one thing, but that's one of the things that I would like to remember and remember very fondly at that.
Lovely. Now, I mentioned right at the top, Mohit, that I remember your days at Nature's Basket. There is no doubt that it's been a very, very eventful career journey. What are your learnings from your diverse career route thus far?
So, Rishi, you know, most learnings have to do with me as a human being more than me as a business person. And those learnings are, you know, perhaps true to many, many people. The first thing I would say is never, ever stop learning. And Ramesh would, you know, possibly agree with me there. You know, that's something that stays with you. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new learning experience. And you could learn from anybody and everybody. You could learn from the person in the store, you know, who's at the front end. You could learn from your salespeople, you could learn from your bosses, and you could learn from almost anybody that you meet with. It's the attitude that counts. The fact that, you know, you're willing to put your ear to the ground, the fact that you are willing to listen to anybody. To me, that's the one big thing that I would say, you know, has kind of been my learning, big learning. Then there are other things like, you know, as I said, having your ear to the ground. You can be strategic. You can think of the big picture. You must always know the big picture and, you know, how the smaller cogs in the wheel kind of perform or fit in. But it's the you know, having sight of the big picture, but having your ear to the ground is the second big learning. And then, of course, the way you treat people, the way you come across to people, to me, that's the third big thing. So it's all about humility. It's all about gratitude. It's all about being part of, you know, one team that's, you know, going to deliver. To me, those are some of the learnings that have stayed with me, continue to be with me as a person. They have shaped me as a person. And that's what I would like to, you know, take forward.
I absolutely agree, Mohit. Nothing more important than learning, unlearning, learning and unlearning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
2 years has taught us that, you know, that's more important than that.
Yeah.
So off to a slightly lighter question, actually. You cracked Rishike's quiz question on music. So now, you know, the more broader question, what kind of genres of music or what kind of music do you listen to and what kind of, you know, music do you like getting back to? What are any interesting concerts you attended or shows you attended or what is it?
Well, the kind of music that I like is more soothing music, perhaps therefore, you know, the older genres is something that possibly I go back to. So, you know, if you give me a choice, it would always be a Cliff Richard or a Eric Clapton or, you know, that era of music is perhaps what I would go back to at any point of time. I don't think there's anything more beautiful than that. Obviously, yeah, there are newer songs because, you know, your family members, their tastes have evolved and their tastes have changed. And some of them, like children, typically like different genres and faster and whatever, heavy metal and so on and so forth. But I tend to go back to the older music and the older artists. And that's what I genuinely enjoy. Coming to concerts, not really much of a concert kind of a person, except, you know, if I'm chaperoning my kids. So that's not really me.
Well, I have to say, Ramesh, the two artists that he picked, fabulous. Cliff Richard or Sir Cliff Richard, just a bit of trivia. He was born in Lucknow in India.
Because I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
His dad was in the East India Company.
Yeah,
so, you know, he has such great memories. He keeps talking about, you know, growing up in Lucknow and things like that. And of course, Eric Clapton, known as Slow Hand, the master guitar player.
Master, absolutely.
A business leader, Mohit, that you've admired and why you have such admiration for him or her?
Goes without saying, Mr. Ratan Tata, for the incredible work that he has done with the Tata Group, the way he's kind of built it. Unfortunately, you know, J.R.D. Tata is somebody we have always read about. We've not really had the pleasure of meeting. Mr. Ratan Tata is somebody who, when I started my career, I'd happened to meet with him. And I started my career with the Tata Group. So that memory is kind of still sharp, you know, sharply etched in my mind. So he's a man of his words. He's a man of he's not the kind of ostentatious or flamboyant business leader. He's absolutely grounded and still thinks as big as possible. So those are values that I personally resonate with, and those are things that I personally admire, and which is why I possibly look up to him even today.
Okay, a book that has made or left an impact on you.
Several, Ramesh, right from, maybe 20 years ago or whatever, 30 years ago, a book called maybe Trying to Grow by Firdaus Kanga, if I'm not mistaken. It was a book about a guy with an autoimmune disorder who's trying to, you know, just overcome all his obstacles to just lead a normal life. Something as simple as that. To more recently, if I was to go back, there's the Ikigai that I read about. It's about, you know, how to lead a holistic life, and where your sense of self is all there. So that, and then there has been, in between, there's been The Secret by, you know, it's about having that sense of gratitude and having that sense of, you know, dreaming the impossible to kind of bring it into your life. So those are all books that I've influenced one in some stage of one's life. So the process never stops.
Wow. You mentioned two of my favorites, Secret and Ikigai. And, you know, like I say, I'm blessed with the job that I have, because by some kind of divine intervention, the Spanish author who's lived in Japan and who wrote Ikigai was on an India tour. And I was privileged enough to be on a one-on-one fireside chat with him.
Awesome.
To packed audiences at Sophia Hall. And, we got a standing ovation, or rather, I should say, he got a standing ovation. I was just asking the questions. So lovely. A sport you follow, your favorite player in the sport, and why?
Easy one, tennis. And the sports person, without a doubt, has to be Roger Federer. Elegance personified. Whether it's his forehand or backhand or his conduct on court or off court. Complete gentleman, complete sports person. God knows, I think he's played about, 1,200, 1,300 odd matches by now. Not once has he retired mid-match. And that, you know, tells you a lot more about the person that he is. Very sad to see him in the current state that he is, where he's not able to play. And when he comes back to play, he's getting injured pretty quickly. So that's not a very good time to be a Roger Federer fan, because, it hurts you every time you see him play. He remains the finest tennis player that I have followed. And I used to be a big Sampras fan at a point in time, but now it's all about him.
Great. Your favorite vacation, let's call it not vacation spot, let's say winter vacation spot. In with your winter.
I wouldn't really differentiate between winter, summer, etc. But to be honest, any spot, any space, any place that, you know, gives you the peace of mind, the freedom to do what you want to do, and the freedom to your family to, you know, for them to do whatever they want to do. So in the Indian context, if you ask me, it has to be Goa. So close to Bombay, so accessible, so easy to go, and so many diverse choices of things that you can do there. So India, it has to be Goa. Outside the country, several, whether it's places in France or places in Italy or places in South Africa, all very nice. I normally one doesn't like to repeat a location unless it's Goa. So in India, as I said, it has to be Goa.
But I have to say this, with Sampras and Federer as idols and being a tennis fan, I know for a fact now that as a leader, you like mild-mannered people. You don't like the chati tokna, jingoistic kind of people. Because these guys are just fantastic. I mean, they were so high school. Even Pete, you'd never be ruffled, you know?
Yeah, never.
And the other guys, the couriers of the world, and, you know, the Rafas of this world, and Novaks will do this. But these guys were just, you know, amazing. Mohit, I love that you've enhanced brand imagery through stores, through packaging, product initiatives, along with managing a leading presence on your social media platforms. I mean, I really... thank you for giving us a perspective of where Baskin Robbins is, and also a sneak peek into your own life, your thoughts as a captain of the industry.
So much. Thank you for having me.
I also find it amazing that you've gone across organizations, industries, and now you've created a responsive sales organization across channels, and now sort of building a cohesive team at Gravis, which is really taking Baskin Robbins to a probably preeminent position in the industry. Thank you very much for being with us, and we hope you had a good time on the show, Mohit.
Absolutely a pleasure, Ramesh and Rishi. You guys have been fantastic hosts. Thank you for inviting me and for making this conversation so much fun. I genuinely enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Lovely. With that, it's time to wrap up this week's proceedings. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And make sure you keep listening to some great radio and podcasts. Build that habit.
And come back next week for another awesome episode.
Yes, Minding My Business, the CEO story, shall be back with another captain of the industry who's been a pathbreaker. Remember, you can catch us on 94.3 Radio 1 on FM radio and on HD Smartcast in podcast form over all major streaming platforms. It's a Radio 1 production. So till next week, it's bye from me, Rishi K.
And me, Ramesh Menon. See you soon.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.